Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. Bishamay Omen, Bishamay Say. Talvin Nidochen, Talvin spices you're permitted to crush up on Yamtiv. Bemadoch shall eat with a wooden pestle. So what's going on over here? The halacha is that on Shabbos, it's forbidden to do tochen, to do grinding. It's one of the 39 malachos, right? So you can't grind spices on Yamtiv, on Shabbos. Okay, that's on Shabbos. However, on Yom Tov, we learned that for food, these things are permitted, right? For Ochel Nefesh. So you could grind the spices on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, as long as it's for food, which the spices are for food, and it's permitted, right? However, Bisham is coming to tell us that when you do it, you should make a small shinoi, something a little bit different than what you normally do. Meaning normally they would use a stone pestle, but now on Yom Tov we want you to use a wooden pestle. And why is that? Because technically, granted, you know, the rule is that if you could prepare the food before Yom Tov, we learned, then you should. But if you can't, then you could cook it up on Yom Tov. So in our case, you have spices. Spices, you don't want to crush it up before Yom Tov because it'll lose its sharpness. You want to do it fresh on Yom Tov. So we'll let you do it. However, we don't want you doing it exactly the way you do it during the week. Rather, make a small shinoi, make something a little bit different than what you do from the week. And therefore, Bisham may say that use a wooden pestle as opposed to a stone pestle. So that's their opinion. V'hamelach, what about salt? Salt, you certainly can crush it up before Yom Tov. It's not going to lose its flavor, right? It'll be just as fresh. So then, if you're going to start crushing it up on Yom Tov, the only way you could do it is if you make a big shinoi. You do something very, very different. Behind it, what's that? Either bepach, you use like a earthenware jug to crush it up, but not a regular pestle. Or be'etz haparor, you use this wooden stirrer to stir it. You stir it in this pot, and again, not with a pestle. So you're making an even bigger shinoi, a bigger change, because this is something that you can certainly do before Yom Tov, and therefore, if you're doing it on Yom Tov, we want you to make it a very, very different than what you do during the week. And this is all Bishamah's opinion, who's being very strict. Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel say that no, Talvin spices nidochen kedarkan. You can crush them up with a pestle like you normally do during the week with a stone pestle. The madoch shel avin with a stone pestle, because since you can't crush it up before Yom Tov, it'll lose its sharpness, right? So then you can do it on Yom Tov, and you don't have to do any shinoi. You don't have to make any change. Just do it normal because it's for food and it's for Yom Tov, and you can't do it before Yom Tov. It'll lose its sharpness. So they're totally lenient. But salt, the madoch shall eat. They say that you don't have to, don't use a stone pestle like you do during the week, because technically you could have done it before Yom Tov, right? It doesn't lose its taste. However, you should have done it before Yom Tov. Now that you didn't, you could do it on Yom Tov, but don't use a stone pestle. Rather, use a wooden pestle to make a small shinoi. So Bishamay over here said you have to make a big shinoi with the salt, a big change. You know, just crush it up with a jug or some kind of wooden stirrer. But they didn't let you use a pestle at all. Beis Hillel say that you could use a pestle. Just don't use a stone pestle. Use a wooden pestle to show you're making a small change from that which you do during the week when it comes to salt. So that's the two different opinions over here with spices and salt. And the halacha is that if a person is going to come to press salt on Yom Tov, the truth is that it's enough. She yas hashino idea taisum duch al sida. That even if you use l'chayra a stone pestle, it would be fine as long as you make a small change. So Beis Hillel had mentioned the small change would go from stone to wood, stone pestle to wooden pestle. The truth is, you may even be able to use a stone pestle, but like turn it upside down or turn it on its side, so you're making a small shinoi. You're doing something a little bit different than the weekday to show, you know, that it's Yom Tov and that you're respecting the Yom Tov. Okay, that's Mishnah Zion. That's all with spices. Now Mishnah Ches will be a little bit different. Borer, right? The halacha of Borer. On Shabbos, it's prohibited to select the bad from the good. One of the 39 malachos, on Shabbos, you cannot select bad from good. If, for example, you have a pot of peas and carrots, and you don't like the peas, you're not allowed to remove the peas from your food, right? It's called borer. But you could remove the good from the bad. I mean, you could take the carrots that you like and eat them. That selecting is okay, because it's good from bad. but you can't select the bad from the good. If you don't like the peas, you cannot remove the peas from the carrots. So with that in mind, let's see how this is going to be applicable on Yom Tov. Habora kitnias be Yom Tov. A person who's selecting kitnias, these legumes, on Yom Tov, in order to for his ochel nefesh to be eaten, b'shami om b'shami say borer ochel. You should take the good from the bad. If it was carrots and peas, and you like carrots, select the carrots right from the peas, the ochel, and then eat it immediately, right, and then leave the peas, the sauce, the thing that's not good, on the side, because on Yom Tov, a liver of Yom Tov ela b'shino, you should only do borer with a shino, with a slight change. So you should select the good from the bad and not the bad from the good. So again, on Shabbos, the rule is that selecting bad from good is always prohibited. But good from bad is permitted on Shabbos, provided you eat the food that you're selecting right away. So what Bishame is saying is that you could do borer on Yom Tov as well, but you're really following the same pattern as Shabbos, whereas don't remove the bad from the good, only remove the good from the bad and eat it right away. Ubeishil, Omer Bishil say, no, borer kedarko, you could take the, you could do borer like you normally do borer. You could select even the, you could do borer like you do during the week. Granted, on Shabbos, you cannot select the bad from the good. If you don't like the peas, you can't remove the peas from the carrots. You have to take the good first, right? Take the carrots and then just leave the peas on its own. But on Yom Tov, it's different. On Yom Tov, we say you could do borer like during a weekday. And you can even remove the bad from the good. It's not a problem. Becheko, by putting it in your lap. Bekonon, by putting it in a basket. Betamchoy, by putting it in a big bowl. It doesn't matter. Right? You can select the bad from the good, which is normally prohibited on Shabbos, and Yom Tov, it's permitted, says Beis Hillel. Avlo b'tavla. But you can't, do borer onto a table, v'lo b'nefa, not with a sifter, v'lo b'kvar, not with a sieve, because these are utensils that are, they, nira k'borer l'tzorach machar, looks like you're doing the borer, the selecting for tomorrow. Tomorrow's not Yom Tov anymore. We don't want you to do that. So don't use those kind of utensils, a sifter, a table, or a sieve. But just using your lap or some kind of, basket or big bowl, that would be okay. And the Gemara explains that Beis Hillel only permitted on Yom Tov, shall hutiru Beis Hillel liver of Yom Tov psoas betoch ochel, elk sha ochel mubal psoas. Beis Hillel's opinion is that if you have a lot of good over the bad, then it's permitted to remove the bad on Yom Tov. So it's not just every single case. It's only when there's a lot of, let's just say, carrots that you like, and a little bit of peas, and the peas are bothering you, and they're preventing you from eating the carrots nicely, you can remove the peas from the carrots. But if there's more psolas, more of the things that you don't like, over the things that you do like, for example, more peas and carrots, even Beis Hillel would agree that you should only select the good, meaning in this case the carrots, and leave the psolas, leave the peas where they are. Okay? They would agree to Beis Shammai on that regard. And then even in cases where the good is more than the bad, when the ochel meruba is greater than the psal, is greater than the waste. So back to the case where you have more carrots than peas and you like the carrots, but there would be a tircha, it would be a whole schlep of removing the bad from the good. Beres psalas meruba al torach beres ochel, the actual job to remove this minority of bad is going to be greater than removing the good, which is greater, right? If, for example, here you have more good, right? You have more carrots than peas. So Beis Hillel said earlier, then just remove the peas. You can remove the bad. It's not a problem. But in a case where it's difficult to remove the peas, for example, they're very, very small, or very, very thin, that's going to be a difficult job. So then there also, Beis Hillel would agree, they should select the good from the bad and not the bad from the good. So Beis Shammai are always going to say, always take the good from the bad. They never let you take the bad from the good. Beis Hillel would say you could take even the bad from the good in a case where there's more good than bad, right? But in a case where there's more bad than good, they'll say take the good first. And even in a case where there's more good than bad, but it's difficult to remove the bad, then in that case also they'll agree to Beis Shammai to take the good first and not to remove the bad, because we don't want you to make a tircha, we don't want you to do any, extra work on Yom Tov. And then lastly, Rav Gamliel Omer, or Gamliel, is a third opinion. He says, af mediach, you could even, put the whole thing in, let's say you had, grapes and there was some kind of small thing inside that you don't like it. You could soak the whole thing in water until the minority that you don't like floats to the top, fishola, and then just remove it from your hands. They're leaving it, full force. You can remove the bad no matter what the case is. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. But that's the last opinion. And that wraps up Mishnah Ches and the Mishnah Ches for today.